Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom, as a guy who pitched, you know, as long as you did, tell our listeners, if you would, how long do you think it would have to take for guys to be ready to play if we were to say, all right, next week we can start and we finally get that date? Because this idea of going back to spring training, or at least having 2 weeks leading up to the start of the season as a pitcher, because really the spring training is for you guys to get your arms going and stretch those arms out. Do you need that?
You know, it's a good question. And you know, here's kind of where I kind of look at it, and I'm not saying I have the answers, but here's kind of how I look at it. So I think the longer it goes, obviously, then the longer you're going to have for some kind of spring training to come back. Because you're getting to the point now where, you know, they've been out a little while. And let's assume that even April 30th, the country gets back to normal. Now you're looking at 6 weeks where guys have had it shut down. And that's kind of getting to that point where maybe you can get away with a shortened spring training, like a 3 week spring training or something like that. But there are so many variables. Like I look at it similarly to 1995 when we came back from the strike. When we came back, we had a 3 week spring training. We did our thing. They expanded the rosters a little bit to start the year to take pressure off of pitching staffs and the whole nine yards. And I think all those things were good things. But to me, the big difference was when we were going through that, we still were able to work out. We were able to get together in small groups and do stuff and things like that. These guys can't do that. They can't go to a gym, so they can't work out. You know, the guys who maybe have established themselves in their careers and they have a bigger house and maybe they have a batting cage or they have a weight room or they have a mound or whatever, they're not inviting people over. Their wives, I guarantee you, their wives are saying, look, dude, you're not having that guy over. I don't know where they've been. We've got kids. Right. So it's a whole different dynamic in that regard. So it's a lot harder, I think, in this environment for guys to work out and stay prepared. So I think that to me is the unknown. I don't know how well guys are able to do things on their own. So if hypothetically tomorrow they said, hey, let's go back to work, how much time do you need? I don't know. It's a good question, but I would imagine at a minimum you're going to need 3 weeks, because you're going to have an opportunity for your starters to at least get out there and extend themselves to 60 pitches at a minimum, maybe 70, and I just don't know how capable guys are of keeping themselves ready that they could do that in a shortened environment.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.